This week, a group of researchers from California have been able to spot the moment at which your brain recognises a face. And they've done this using the brain scanning technology known as fMRI, or functional magnetic resonance imaging. The team led by Jesse Rissman had their test subjects look at hundreds of faces from an image database. They were then shown a new set of faces, some of which had appeared in the database. As the subjects looked at each of these new pictures, the researchers scanned their brains to see if anything happened. And when the subjects did recognise a face, there was an identifiable pattern of neural activity in their brains. Now, according to the journal PNAS, where this was published, the team used software to recognise this pattern, as there were quite a few neurons to consider. And they found that this so-called neural signature, when a brain recognises a face, was consistent across all the test subjects. So it's likely that whenever any of us recognises a face, the same bits of our brain light up. There was one problem, however, in that sometimes the test subjects recognised a face even when they hadn't seen it before, and their brain activity was the same as with a genuine recognition. So if you wanted to take an fMRI of someone examining a police lineup, it wouldn't be able to rule out any false positives. And the scanning software can tell you if someone believes they recognise a face, but one of the key findings here, I think, is that the researchers have been able to pinpoint what happens when memories are triggered.
Because some people can't actually recognise faces. There's a problem with the brain. It's called prosopagnosia. And this is where the region of the brain, it's the superior temporal lobe that does face recognition, isn't it? That goes wrong. Perhaps someone has a brain injury or a stroke or something. And this leaves the person, although they are otherwise perfectly capable of recognising someone's voice, the thing that someone says, even the smell of a person, when they see photographs of faces, they just can't tell one from another.
Yeah, and you'd probably find that that neural signature that they found in these test subjects just wouldn't happen in people with that problem.
So are you saying then that this could have forensic value, whereby at the moment we might have a lineup and you rely on somebody going, oh, I think I might recognise that person number three in the lineup, that perhaps instead you could show people a virtual lineup in a brain scanner and watch what their brain does, and this might be a more accurate or more effective way of working out whether or not someone really does recognise a potential criminal?
Well, potentially, yes. But as the researchers point out, what this scan reveals is if someone believes they recognise a face. So if they think they recognise it, but actually they haven't seen it before, the scan won't be able to pick that up.
That's certainly fascinating stuff. So maybe the courtroom will have to incorporate an MRI scanner in future. Who knows? Thank you, Diana.